The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Zamir White, is he a dynasty sleeper? Will he be the starting running back for the Raiders as soon as 2022? We're here to break down that and more on the Razzball Fantasy Football Podcast, starting right now. Welcome back to another episode of the Razzball Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bobby LaMarco, and we're here to break down another great episode of player profile from the NFL Draft, Zamir White going to the Las Vegas Raiders. Before we get into all that, we want to make sure that everybody on here is subscribing to the Razzball Fantasy YouTube channel. Make sure you're also following us on IG and TikTok as well. We're producing a bunch of great content across the board. And we have a lot of great stuff coming soon to Razzball.com. New innovative stats free for you, the user. Also new data for ADP that we can be tracking for you all off season long. Now, let's bring in my special guest for today, Sky Gawasco. You can follow him on Twitter at Sky Gawasco. Sky, what's going on, buddy?
Bobo, it's nice to be back, man. Very excited to get a regular thing going on here with the Razzball team. I love that you got all your Giants guys behind you. I got two Hall of Famers behind me. Everyone that can check it out on the YouTube channel. Really stoked to get into another college prospect that I've got high hopes for in 2022.
Yeah, and that guy is Zamir White, folks. Now, listen, Sky has said some bold things. Twitter went ablaze. Almost trended on Twitter. His comments about his heated rival at this point, Josh Jacobs. Now, listen, you basically said Zamir White is going to overtake Josh Jacobs as soon as this year. So let's hear it, Sky. Let's break it down right now. Let's get into it. Talk to us about Zamir White.
So to be clear, I said that he could take over Zamir White, and I think it is a realistic possibility. Now, if you're thinking just straight up face value, he is going to be the number three on the depth chart. Zamir White is. Kenyon Drake is coming back off an injury that ended his season last year after only 12 games. So he will be the number two, probably the pass catching down back, probably getting third downs. And then, of course, Josh Jacobs is going to be the number one back. However, there are a number of variables here that we didn't have last year. A, Kenyon Drake came in, but it was his first year with the system. We didn't have anybody really behind him that was consistent behind Josh Jacobs. And Josh Jacobs, unfortunately, has not been able to stay healthy for a full season. So if we're comping, we'll take Kenyon Drake out of it. If we're comping Zamir White, rookie out of Georgia, coming in, and Josh Jacobs head-to-head, this is what we get. Josh Jacobs, 5'10", about 220 pounds. Good, solid, every down back body makeup in the NFL. Zamir White, 2 inches taller at 6 feet, 5 inches trimmer, or five pounds, I should say, trimmer at 215. So Josh Jacobs, 5'10", 220. Zamir White, 6 foot, 215. Now, let's just comp them straight up. 4'6", 40 for Josh Jacobs. 4'4", 40 for Zamir White. Zamir White, 95th percentile speed score. That's elite. Josh Jacobs, just 31% speed score. Now, Zamir White, unfortunately, had to deal with two repaired ACLs, one on each knee, one in high school, one as a freshman at Georgia. He also split time last year with James Cook, who we know has now been drafted by the Buffalo Bills. We'll talk about him another time. So there is an unfortunate injury history with Zamir White. However, another one of our favorites here, Bob, Frank Gore also had two knee replacements in college at Miami. He went on to play, I think it was 34 seasons in the NFL. I haven't checked my notes recently, but he was just fine, borderline Hall of Famer there as well. I'm not as worried about ACLs for running backs these days as I once was. Now, again, let's flash back to Josh Jacobs last year with the Raiders. 11th in carries, the Raiders were. Josh Jacobs was 12th in rushing yards in the NFL, solid, but 32nd in yards per carry. There's a lot of people in the fantasy football industry that think yards per carry is kind of a wishy-washy stat, if you will. Some people really buy into it. Some people don't buy into it at all. I kind of stay in the middle with all of this stuff. But 32nd in the NFL in yards per carry with the 11th most carries and 12th most rushing yards, that tells me Josh Jacobs' efficiency is not where we want it to be. But where does he always help us in fantasy football? Touchdowns. 8th in touchdowns last year. He ended up finishing RB8 in PPR and RB13 the year before. So he's getting it done, out kicking his ADP, which you always love to kick back at me, Bob. But I think that changes this year. Another variable, we have Josh McDaniels coming over from the New England Patriots. Run a multiple running back system all those years in New England. At minimum, two guys. All right, maybe that's Kenyon Drake. Either way, whether it's Drake or Zamir White, I think Josh Jacobs is going to get his load, his running back touches chewed into this year. The Raiders also declined his fifth-year option, which I don't love. And last year, the Raiders were 29th in rush play percentage with just 37% of their plays overall being run plays. New England Patriots were 7th in the NFL in rush play percentage. 56% of all of New England's offensive plays last year were running plays. I think there's going to be a lot of rushing volume here. Now, obviously, you've got Devontae Adams coming to town. You've got Derek Carr taking another step up. I think they're going to be just fine as an offense in general. Jacobs will probably be the goal line back, of course, and he will be the starter. But if he can't stay healthy, I think Zamir White can pass up Kenyon Drake, first of all. And if he gives a little bit of an inch there for Zamir White, I think that Josh Jacobs could straight up get passed up, if not just by efficiency and athleticism, or it could be a two-headed monster. Either way, again, for the fourth year in a row, I'm not excited about Josh Jacobs or drafting him in 2022.
Now, when I look at this first off, I want to say his range of outcomes for player comparables are kind of funny. The first one, direct one, is Damien Williams. Don't know why, but that's what Play Profile has him. And then it jumps to Joe Mixon and Zeke Elliott. Now, you don't think he has any shot at being Zeke?
Not prime Zeke. Maybe last year hurt with a PCL strain, Zeke, sure. But not the Zeke we love, not a chance.
Okay, so that's good to know. Now, when I'm looking at this, the first thing that we need to look at is the Raiders' offensive line. This team, when you look at it, they were 28th in PFF's offensive line grades last year. They didn't invest a lot in the offensive line this offseason. They did bring in a third-round rookie at guard position, but they also are moving to that more traditional. They brought in a fullback. We've seen that plenty of times with the Patriots and how they run that I formation. So from a form scheme standpoint, I do like the direction this offense is going to move in with Josh McDaniels. That being said, this season in 2022, we talk a lot of redraft versus dynasty. Redraft, I just don't see it because Josh Jacobs and Kenyon Drake are both free agents after the year. So I have a feeling they're just going to ride those guys and kind of ease in Zamir White. We've seen this plenty of times with the Patriots. We saw it with Damian Harris. We saw it with Ramadje Stevenson. Yes, they did have some roles their rookie year. Damian Harris, not really, but Ramadje Stevenson did. But they played behind the veteran guy. And I could see that exact thing happening. And then in year two, they take off. We saw it with Damian Harris in his second season. We might see it with Stevenson once Damian Harris leaves. But there's been plenty of scenarios where we saw that the rookie was eased in by the Patriots coaching staff behind somebody who was already established on the team. Now, let's break it down, though, because there has been plenty of scenarios under Josh McDaniels. I mean, we have plenty of years to look at when you look at McDaniels and his time with the New England Patriots, how he's treated running backs. I just brought up the examples with the two running backs with Harris and Stevenson last year. They also did Harris and Michelle just 2 years ago. So there's been plenty of moments where we've seen multiple backs be utilized in this offense. Prior years to that, though, for dynasty purposes, you got to love the upside because Zamir White, even though he might not profile as a Zeke type of workhorse, we have seen them invest in guys as a workhorse. Stephen Ridley, LeGarrette Blount, Sony Michel, all had seasons as true workhorses with 250-plus carries in a season. So it's not unheard of that maybe after this season, if Zamir White shows enough, they let both those guys walk. He could be walking into a big role in 2023. Rookie RBs, though, it's not foreign for them to invest. Sony Michel had a big season his rookie season. However, other rookies, they haven't really given a lot of work to. James White was another guy that comes to mind, did not play much his rookie year. Damian Harris didn't play much his rookie year. Stevenson, yes, he flashed. He was, oh my God, he was awesome to watch. But unfortunately, he didn't get enough touches to be a fantasy asset. So I truly believe that this is specifically a dynasty buy. Now let's talk about ADP because Rookie ADP right now has him at 18th overall. That's like smack dab in the middle of the second round. And then in best ball ADP, he's going at 179. So he's being drafted in best ball leagues pretty consistently. So, Sky, pick and choose your spot. Which one do you want to talk about? Which ADP do you like the most there?
Dynasty for sure. And I think you're totally right, Bob. This is somebody that if I have Josh Jacobs, I'm almost reaching, quote unquote, if you will. Dynasty drafts are weird because some people have like six picks in the first round. You may just not have an opportunity because dynasty drafts are unique that way. But I'm looking forward to getting Zamir White on my squad. I don't think anybody in this draft class as a running back. I know Brees Hall is amazing. He's the cream of the crop, in my opinion. Isaiah Spiller, you know, whatever. Kenneth Walker. These guys are really solid running backs in this draft class. I think if they came out with other guys like DeAndre, if they came out in the last like 3 years, Najee Harris, Jonathan Tuart, you know, DeAndre Swift, I don't think that they would be in this same order. So these are guys that I'm looking to develop in the league. James Cook as well in Buffalo. So Zamir White is somebody I want on my team for the long term. I do think that he has like back end potential that we see a lot of rookies. Remember J.K. Dobbins a couple years ago? He kind of blew up on the scene the last 6 years, right? Cam Akers did it as well recently as well. So obviously Elijah Mitchell last year too. So Zamir White is somebody I'm willing to stash on my dynasty bench, wait it out. But I do think there's an opportunity here. Other, at least just beating him out or due to injury for him to play on the Raiders this year. But if nothing else, they're going to get rid of Josh Jacobs. They've already told you that because they didn't pick up his fifth-year option. Kenyon Drake's going to be gone too, I would imagine. So Zamir White, this will be his backfield next year. Another year with McDaniels, another year with Adams and Carr. The Raiders offense next year, I think, is going to be in that upper tier with the Chargers, Chiefs, and Broncos. I think they're still a year behind, though.
Yeah, I agree on the dynasty front, especially at that 18, 19th pick overall. I do believe, based on the history we have recently seen from Josh McDaniels and how they handle running backs, they do get their roles in year two and year three, and they explode. We saw it, Harris. Stevenson is to be determined. Sony Michel did have it right away, but at the same time, I think Harris is the perfect blueprint of what I see Zamir White getting into because he did split the work with Sony Michel. I'm personally staying away from him in dynasty, in redraft, so best ball ADP. I'm not even going to worry about him necessarily. I just think Josh Jacobs is steady. I think that he's going to give them a healthy diet of what they need for year one. But like you just brought up, his fifth year option wasn't picked up. And that's just another reason why I believe in this kid for dynasty purpose. But before we go, Scott, I'm just going to put you on the spot. 2-3-4-2-3, 2-3-4-2-3 has asked Sky directly. Let me ask you, do you think he has any shot? Give me a percent that he overtakes Josh Jacobs this season.
15-20%, which I think is actually maybe a lot. Also, shout out to 2-3-4-2-3, 2-3-4-2-3. Shout out to the RDL show fam and also TCK Pod alum as well. So appreciate you finding me on yet another fantasy football channel here. Appreciate the kick in. But yes, I mean, realistically, again, anybody that's followed my content over the last 4 or 5 years since Josh Jacobs has been in the league, the kid's fine. He's going to be fine for fantasy football. I don't want him on my fantasy team. Too many question marks. I do like this offense. Zamir White, though, I'll take the discount this year to have him next year because I think he's a better Josh Jacobs next year and possibly down the stretch this season.
That's it, folks. We appreciate you once again for joining us on the Razzball Fantasy Football Podcast. Make sure you are joining us across the board on YouTube, TikTok, IG, and joining us on Twitter as well at Razzball Fantasy. Make sure you're going to razzball.com. Big things are going, and go follow Sky Gawasco. The guy's got the goods, folks. Once again, I'm your host, Bobby Lamarco. That man is Sky Gawasco, and we are out of here.